You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sulkowski. Senator Chuck Schumer wants an emergency declared not on the southern border, but for a shortage of the shingles vaccine. He stopped at Burnett Pharmacy Monday to explain the problem.
Many, many pharmacies here in central New York are out of the shingles vaccination. There is a shortage of this vaccination. Some places have a two-week wait, but many places don't have it at all.
Including Burnett Pharmacy. Shingles can be a debilitating disease for older adults that causes pain, rash, and other symptoms that can last for months. Someone with shingles can pass along the chicken pox to young children. A two-part vaccine called Shingrix was approved last year and has been in high demand. Schumer says a 2012 law he helped to pass calls on the Food and Drug Administration to work with drug companies and pharmacies to ensure drugs are available in case of a shortage.
So what's the problem? It's called the government shutdown. The FDA is closed. And when the authorities calls up the FDA and says we have a real shortage of shingle shots, they say there's no one here to help.
Schumer says if the FDA declared an emergency, employees could return to work to help expedite regulatory hurdles for the drug company. The agency could also tell states and pharmacies with enough inventory to ship part of it to areas facing a shortage. Onondaga County AARP Legislative Director Bob O'Connor knows the problem firsthand.
I called up one of the local pharmacies last October to see if I could get the new shot. Well, they said, yeah, you can get it, but there's a waiting list.
There you go.
That was 3 months waiting list.
Right.
I called last week, and they said, yeah, well, you can get on the waiting list. Same pharmacy. It's 6 months waiting list.
Then after this brief stop in Syracuse Monday, Senator Chuck Schumer headed back to Washington to negotiate a deal to reopen the government and address border security. He says he supports Senator Lindsey Graham's proposal to the president.
We open up the government for a month and then see if we could come to an agreement during that month. And if we didn't, he said the president would have the option of an emergency. I don't like the emergency, but I think opening up the government's the good first step.
But President Trump has rejected Graham's proposal. Schumer, who is also the Senate Minority Leader, says he talked to 20 senators by phone over the weekend and says he's constantly making and taking calls, hoping for a breakthrough.
It's up to Mitch McConnell, who has said he won't put anything on the floor if the president doesn't approve. But a whole bunch of Republican senators have now come out, I think six or seven, saying open up the government and then debate security, like we say.
He's just not sure what to expect if they meet again with the president.
We didn't walk out of the meeting on Friday. There should be middle ground, but the government shouldn't be shut down while we debate it.
Schumer says neither side should shut down the government as a pretext to getting what they want. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.